This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Later in today's show, a conversation with former Enquirer media reporter John Kieswetter, who's joining us here at WVXU. First up, the deadline for entries to this year's Cincinnati Innovates competition is July 15th, so there's still time for anyone who thinks they have a groundbreaking idea to enter. Cincinnati Innovates is a competition designed to showcase the technological, artistic, and ingenious innovations of all Cincinnatians. Joining us to discuss driving and supporting local innovative entrepreneurial spirit, Bob Coy, who's president and CEO of Cincy Tech, Anna Findley, owner of La-Di-Da, a second-place Cincinnati Innovates competition winner, and Cincinnati Innovates founder Elizabeth Edwards. You can join the conversation at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Elizabeth, Anna, and Bob, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Elizabeth, how did Cincinnati Innovates get its start?
Well, about 7 years ago, I was talking to Bob and a number of investors in our region, of which I was one. I was investing in seed stage companies. And I kept running into friends and coworkers who had great ideas, but that's where they stayed. And we'd have these conversations that went something like, oh man, you know, I have this great idea for an app, or I have this great idea for a product, and there are just no investors in town. And that, you know, kind of broke my heart a little bit, because I'm thinking, wait a second, I invest in startup companies. But it seemed that, you know, our nascent investment community, which Cincy Tech and Queen City Angels were really ramping up investment in seed stage companies, it wasn't yet well known in the marketplace, in the entrepreneurial community yet. And of course, a lot has happened since then. We have a number of accelerators for entrepreneurs, and startup is, you know, top of mind and on the front page. So that's something that, you know, we view as a success, that more and more people are not only talking about their ideas, but they're actually doing something with them.
And this started 7 years ago. That's amazing. It just seems like yesterday, actually.
I know, it does.
How many organizations, companies, entrepreneurs have you helped to launch through this?
So each year we have anywhere from 150 to 300 people enter the competition. And our prizes range anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000 each year. And we have wonderful sponsors, like Cincy Tech is the top prize sponsor, $20,000 cash award to LPK, one of the top branding firms in our city, helping startups with their name and their brand and design. And Taft Law Firm is also a sponsor. And many startups, you know, have great technologies, but they don't have a patent, which is pretty key, or a trademark, depending on what their business model is. And so the intellectual property and corporate attorneys at Taft donate about $10,000 of pro bono legal services. So we have all of these wonderful contributors who are ready and willing to help entrepreneurs. And our job is to get the word out. So over the past 7 years, I think we're in the thousands now. Probably 2,000 people have entered.
And that's a good point you make. I think a lot of people, when they're starting up a company, they don't think about that legal aspect. That's a big thing, isn't it?
It is. And so many people think that they need a patent. And for many, it's actually, and patents are very expensive. And for many, that's actually not the right way to go. Trademarks and copyrights are just as important. So it's really about the business model. And that's why actually having a conversation with an intellectual property attorney is so key. It keeps you from, you know, budgeting an expense that maybe you really don't need, and also focusing on the important parts of your intellectual property that you need to protect.
Bob, Cincy Tech was one of the founding sponsors, and as Elizabeth was saying, she had that conversation with you several years ago. Tell us about why Cincy Tech became involved in this.
Well, I think primarily for two reasons. First, we thought it would generate excitement in the community, which would, for us, and this is the second reason that we did it, generate ideas which we call deal flow. As a seed stage investor, we look for opportunities to invest in high potential companies. And there are various places where we go to get deal flow, Cincinnati Children's Hospital, the University of Cincinnati, other investors, angel investors. The Cincinnati Innovates competition is just one of the avenues through which we look for great opportunities. And we've had some success over the years. We've invested in three winners so far of the Cincinnati Innovates competition, Latida being one, but also Chore Monster, which is getting a lot of publicity around town, and a company called Cap Story, which was actually founded by a senior in high school, I believe, in the city of Mason school districts.
Chore Monster, that sounds intriguing. What's that company
about? Chore Monster is an app which encourages parents and their children to, well, actually, it's used by parents to encourage their children to do chores around the house. And the prizes that the children get when they do their chores, they get points, are monsters. Okay. And actually, Chore Monster last year graduated from the Disney Accelerator out in California and now has license rights to some of the Disney characters, including the new movie that just came out, and I can't remember the name of it.
Either.
I don't know.
Yeah. Anna, you're closer.
I still don't know.
The Disney Pixar movie.
It's the one
inside
it was just
the person.
Oh,
inside
the Emotions.
Yes.
The one that Amy Poehler did. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I was headed off the wrong direction there, Elizabeth. You saved me.
Yeah. So for us, again, it's excitement, raising awareness about the importance of ideas and entrepreneurs, and then opportunities for us to invest.
Anna, tell us about Latida. I mean, this is an interesting idea that you had.
Well, thank you. Yeah, so Latida, we're a curated marketplace where parents can buy and sell children's clothing by the lot. When I say lot, that's essentially in bulk, so an entire season's worth of clothing. So I always tell Elizabeth that I really owe everything to her. You know, this was an idea in my head, kind of an obsession, to be honest, that there really wasn't a solution out there. And, you know, the Cincinnati Innovates contest opened up, and I thought, you know, do I do it, do I not? And I think I entered on the last day.
So many people do.
Yes, you know, it was like, I'm just not too sure. Like, I think it's a great idea. Do other people think it's a great idea? And to be connected with Cincy Tech, I mean, it was just a dream come true. So I don't know if we would be where we are today without Cincinnati Innovates, to be honest.
And I'm so glad to hear that, because I would say that Cincinnati Innovates, that's exactly what we're trying to do, which is be an open call. You don't have to have a business plan. If you have an idea, it's such a great way to say, you know, I've had this idea for a few months or for a few years, hopefully not for a few years, but I've had this idea and I want to see if there's any validation there. If investors, you know, think that it's also a pretty good idea. And of course, that's only one, you know, marketplace out there, the capital market. But, you know, so many people have those ideas that, oh, man, you know what? I thought of Uber like 10 years ago. I should have done something about that. So we don't want that to happen to you. If you enter Cincinnati Innovates, you know, people like Bob and people like James Zimmerman at Taft, who sees also a ton of startup companies because that's what he does for a living. All these folks who interact with startups on a daily basis and who are right there in the mix can take a look at that and say, yeah, you know what? You're right. Anna, that is a fantastic idea. It makes, you know, life easier for parents. There's definitely a demand for it, and we want to invest in you.
Bob, do you think what Elizabeth was talking about, that initial hesitation of this idea may not be that good, and I don't think I should throw it out there. And then you find out, as Elizabeth was saying 10 years later, daggone, it's Uber. I had is that a common problem that entrepreneurs and innovators face, is that little bit of hesitation at the beginning?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that it is. Self-doubt, you know, maybe that's probably what it is, just self-doubt. Or maybe it's self-doubt combined with, well, you know, what can I do with this? Who's going to support it? Do I really want to risk my reputation by putting this maybe crazy idea out there? But most of the ideas aren't crazy. Some of them are quite amusing, actually. I still have one in my mind from the early years
that I still laugh about.
Well, it was an inflatable scarecrow. Do you remember the inflatable scarecrow?
Yeah. Okay. Which actually, I took this to my mom.
It's not a bad idea, though.
It's a fantastic idea. You know what? Cincinnati, depending on where you live, you've had this problem. The deer are insane.
Sure.
Yeah.
And western part of the county, they're really bad.
She had tried everything. My mom has a half an acre, beautiful garden, and these deer were just, you know, going to town. And you know, we were laughing and joking, man, this is a crazy idea. But it's not crazy. So my mom took a look at this and goes, I've tried everything. I bet that would actually work. So this scarecrow would basically, it was on a motion detector, and it would only inflate and, you know, kind of flail around if there was actually something moving around in your yard. So good for them.
And like you're saying, it's not a bad idea. And I guess that's the point.
Right.
Don't think that any idea is crazy. Just test it out. Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. 513-419-7100 to join the conversation. You know, some of the entries we've had so far this year, we've had a smart parking meter, I think, Elizabeth.
Yes.
Yeah. A plugged couch, a backseat baby alarm, a Bitcoin fluid dispenser. I mean, you get a wide variety of ideas in this competition, don't you?
Absolutely. And that's another unique thing about this competition. Cincinnati is blessed with some very impressive accelerators. And if you're lucky enough to fit within their criteria, you know, you're competing with world-class folks, and actually, you know, folks all over the world who are coming to Cincinnati for very specific things like digital marketing. We wanted to make sure to also keep the door open for really any type of business. Because it's not just, you know, digital marketing that runs the world, but all of these other products. And so that's one of the fun things. But it also makes it really hard at the end to judge all of these things because it's not apples to apples. And so the sponsors have a lot of fun trying to, you know, pick their winner and the company that they're ultimately going to support. And the good news is that even if you're not necessarily a winner, a lot of times that is a great first introduction and connection to make because, you know, Cincy Tech and Taft and LPK end up working with these companies even if they're not the companies that they end up selecting in many cases.
So, well, we've got some good branding and innovation companies in this city. You're
absolutely
right. The support's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
We will continue our conversation about Cincinnati Innovates, and you can join us at 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Caney. Joining us this afternoon, Bob Coy, President and CEO of Cincy Tech, Anna Findley, owner of Latida, a second-place Cincinnati Innovates competition winner, and Cincinnati Innovates founder Elizabeth Edwards. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Elizabeth, how many entries have you gotten to date for this year's competition?
I think,
do you know?
We're up to about 90.
Wow.
Yeah. And so really, the competition is wide open. We have a lot of UC students who have entered this year, and I always encourage students to enter because they actually have a really good chance of winning. One of the first years that we did this, we were surprised because we didn't necessarily in the application package that we gave to judges ask for all the demographic information. And so it just so happened that I think in the first or second year, three of the top five winners were students. They were master's students, they were undergraduate students, and they just had these fantastic product ideas. One was a $1 fire extinguisher. Another was a central venous catheter. So a lot of them were coming from the School of Design, you know, from DAP at UC, but also the engineering school and you know, folks that were in liberal arts, and not necessarily in the business school, which is also fantastic. So we love to see that. And I say that it's wide open because actually this year, we would have normally seen by now probably 150, so we're a little bit lower than in previous years. So this might be your year. There are 2 weeks left to enter. The deadline's July 15th, and you can enter online at cincinnatiinnovates.com. And we don't ask for a business plan. It's just whatever you might have. If you have a business plan, great, we'll take it. But it could be just a paragraph on what the concept is, very high level, or any really kind of media. Some people have videos, that's always helpful, but it's not necessary. Any kind of media, a sketch, a drawing, and all of those go in the same pile, and we sit around the table right after the competition closes and go through them and talk about the, you know, the market and the opportunity and also where we might be able to help, you know, where there's a good fit, where, you know, a company might benefit from capital or a company might benefit from branding. Also, we have a lot of folks who have a really good product idea, but they may need help, for instance, in building a business plan or a financial model. And Blue & Company, which is a great accounting firm here locally, that's one of their awards. So even the things that you might think that you would need to enter, you really don't. We will, in fact, help you with that.
The key thing is don't be shy about it.
Exactly.
Anna, La-Di-Da took part in 2013, is that right? Okay. So how's the business plan going? You have any growing pains?
Yeah.
Anything in particular you learned from your experience with Cincinnati Innovates?
Oh, yeah. I mean, for sure. It's all a learning experience, but it's so much fun. I'll tell you, with our award, won a $10,000 Imagining grant from Cincy Tech for the second prize, and they've provided amazing mentorship and advice, and they've been with us since the beginning of the journey. So that's been unbelievable. We've really tested the model. We're excited because we have our site, so we'll come out of beta finally, out of test site in about 2 weeks. So our real site's launching. We have a lot of marketing efforts behind it, and we're really excited.
Oh,
so,
good.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. And Bob, I guess there's a lot to be gained just from trying, right? Even if you don't win, it's a valuable experience to go through this process with the competition, isn't it?
Oh, it is. The value is you get feedback. The feedback you can use to refine your idea further, whether you win or not.
513-419-7100 to join the competition. And who can enter this? Anybody?
Really, anyone. Okay. And like I said, you know, it doesn't matter.
In Greater Cincinnati,
anyone in Greater Cincinnati, if you live, work, and play in Cincinnati, definitely enter. And it's open to all ages, all stages. So it could be that you just have an idea. It could be that you're a little bit further along. You have a prototype. So some folks already have their product launched, but they, you know, don't have enough capital or don't have enough branding behind it or need that extra legal help, you know, to get started.
What stage were you at?
That's what I was going to say. It was an idea in my head. I mean, and it was literally an open field. I haven't looked at the submission form this year, but
it was
an open field, and I just started typing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, do not be shy. We were very, very early stage. I mean.
And there was a great, you know, there's a great TED Talk out there right now. Bill Gross talks about the five things that make startups successful. And he's a really interesting speaker because he's one of the guys behind, I think, Idea Lab. But he's invested in maybe 500 idea stage companies out in the Bay Area in San Francisco. And he did this analysis to look at what really drove success. And I'm going to ruin it. there were five things. There was management team and funding and business model and product. And the last one was timing. And timing turned out to be the number one predictor of success. It attributed 42% of the success of different companies as he looked at not only the ones that he had invested in, but he also has a great case study of Uber and Airbnb. And the rationale as to why they weren't too early, they weren't too late. And so many startups fall into one of those buckets. You know, you were 10 years too early. The market just wasn't ready. You know, it was a crazy idea at the time, and now it's not so crazy. Or too late, you know, you held on to that idea and thought, well, not this year. You know, I've got my job or I've got my family. and I don't want to take the risk. And it turned out that actually it was the perfect timing about 10 years ago.
So, Bob, from your perspective at CincyTech, how is Cincinnati in terms of its innovative environment? Are we pretty good here?
We're pretty good, and we're getting a lot better.
A lot of that thanks to competitions like this.
Competitions like this, the large number of Fortune 500 and Fortune 1000 companies that we have here, talent is spinning out of those companies, working for startups as well as starting their own companies. UC and Children's are great research institutions. The base of high net worth individuals who are now investing in startup companies has increased dramatically. And in fact, between 2007 and 2014, the Cincinnati region was ranked second in the Midwest after Chicago in terms of the number of companies that received an equity investment, startup companies that had received an equity investment.
I didn't know that. That's impressive.
Yes,
it
is.
Impressive.
Yeah.
So, Elizabeth, how are the winners picked? Is this a public vote, or do you have judges who look at these, or how exactly does that work?
Only one prize, and it's a cash award. It's a $2,000 award that the Queen City Angels have sponsored for the top vote getter. And that's really, the hardworking award of campaigning for your idea. So the top vote getter by July 15th online gets a $2,000 cash award. The rest of the awards, the judges sit down, and these are the sponsors of the competition. So these are experts who are really going through each company, the submission. And then we get to a point where we've narrowed it down quite a bit, and we actually ask people to come in for really a 5-10 minute conversation, just so that we can get to know them and what their needs are. Because we feel at that point, okay, I think we have a pretty good idea what this concept is. Let's find out what they actually need and how we can help. And so that usually takes place, a couple weeks before the awards.
Anna, what would you say to somebody who's thinking about doing this, but they're not quite sure? What kind of advice would you give them about this?
Of course, for me, it's changed everything. So I would say go for it. I mean, what do you have to lose? I think maybe the one thing that we could talk about, and I think for me too, it was like, do I put my idea out there, and will somebody take it? You know, is that silly?
But is that a common concern?
That is a very common concern. And what I would say is, you have to make a decision at some point to say, you know what? Yes, I think this is the right time for this idea. I think that there is, that people would actually buy this, like Uber. I think people would, get a car with their phone, or, Airbnb. I think people would actually rent out their homes now. So if the timing is right, you should move on it. And if you're afraid that someone's going to find out about your idea, let me tell you, when you're out there in the marketplace, you hope that people find out about your idea.
That's what you want.
Right. And so, you've got to be ready to move on it. And it's a good thing because, if you put it out there and you get the feedback that, hey, here's what needs to be tweaked, I've got some ideas for you, that's valuable, way more valuable than trying to, keep it to yourself. You really have to get out there and talk to people about it, whether it's us or anyone else. You need to get out there and talk to people about it.
Again, the website is?
CincinnatiInnovates.com.
Okay, and that's on the WVXU.org website as well. There is a link there. And the deadline again?
July 15th, so about 2 weeks from now.
Not long, but still plenty of time to get your thoughts together and get your ideas in. So Bob, Anna, and Elizabeth, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
You're welcome.
Bob Coy is president and CEO of CincyTech. Anna Findley is owner of LatiDa, a Cincinnati Innovates competition winner, and Cincinnati Innovates founder, Elizabeth Edwards.